We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
DeJounte gets it across, dribbles down the lane, throws it left side. Garrison Matthews, a three is good, and he got fouled on the play. A chance at a four-point play. That's the second time tonight he's been fouled on a three-point shot.
Yeah, one of the highlights from last night as the Hawks beat the Blazers at home, 120-106. Nice to see Garrison Matthews with another career high. Had his career high earlier this week and then outdid it last night with 21 points off the bench.
Yeah, so, man.
Getting a little bench production from Garrison Matthews. No Wesley Matthews last night. They got to save him for tonight. The defensive stopper, Wesley Matthews, who was locking up Jaylen Brown in the fourth quarter on Monday night. You got to manage those minutes.
Yeah, I mean, Wesley ain't no young pup.
All jokes aside, they really do kind of have to, just given the situation they're in injury-wise. And you're right, Wesley isn't. Wesley's certainly not a young player. So back-to-back tonight, Celtics have been – I assume they've been here. Maybe they went home. But the Celtics haven't played since they blew that 30-point lead to the Hawks.
They went over to Mays High School and practiced a little bit.
I would hope so.
Yeah, practiced a little bit.
A little look-in-the-mirror moment from the Celtics on Monday night. The Hawks have them at home again tonight. And three wins in a row. So, you know, good news all the way around for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's still the outside possibility, like you said, to get up to nine and be able to host a play-in, playoff game, or whatever.
So they're a game and a half behind the Bulls right now.
Okay.
And they play them on Monday.
They play them on Monday. So, I mean, the one thing you don't want to do is go backwards. You know, there's a sentiment that, you know, Boston is going to come out and, you know, lay down the law, take care of business, and get some payback and all those different things. You don't know. You just don't know and everything like that. But I think that, you know, when you look at where this Hawks team is. I know that we were having some fun, but really Trey's just starting to do some stuff with his hands as far as
Boston favored by 11.5 tonight.
Why you make that face?
I don't know. Just that I didn't know what it would be.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. 11.5.
Like you want to put some deckers on it?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not touching that thing.
Deckers on it? Nope. I wouldn't touch it either.
My prize picks like a player stat projection
for what team?
I don't know. Maybe both. Maybe get a Hawk in there. And I actually finally, to be honest with you, full transparency, I won my first prize picks play last night.
There you go.
I've been doing it. We've been doing these reads for a while.
Yeah.
Last night was the first one I won.
That's okay.
DeJounte had more than his projection. Scoot Henderson had more than his.
Did you DM somebody?
No, of course not. But I will say this. Yeah. I was watching very closely in the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter because Scoot needed to get over 14.5, sorry, more than 14.5.
Right.
And he had 13 and missed a bunch of shots in the fourth quarter. And I was like, yeah, all right. I can see how someone with a little bit less emotional integrity than me could yell at someone for a situation like this.
I don't think it's
luckily, I am an emotionally adjusted individual, so I would never get in someone's DMs about something so silly as that.
I would think you're more than that. I think you're just a good person.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. I think he's a good person.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
also,
a good person.
I don't think he missed those shots on purpose. You know?
No.
I don't think he was bricking those mid-range jumpers to spite me.
But
he's working his way into his rookie season in the NBA.
That's
but
just crazy.
Ultimately,
thing.
He had more than 14.5. He got 15, and we cashed a check, Randy. $16.
Ka-ching. 16 and a half.
16 and a half.
16 and a half. That's, I always look at it that like that. Uh-huh. There's no amount of money that you should ever turn down.
Exactly.
Yes, more than what you had.
And we'll talk about that in about 15 minutes from right now, because someone's being offered $5 million to do something incredibly easy.
Man.
But everyone's telling her she shouldn't because I guess they don't like money. I don't know. We'll get to that in 15 minutes. This is just like the live tour stuff. It's like, no, you shouldn't. It's like easy for you to say. You're not being offered $4 million.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll turn down that my collar.
We'll get there. What else? Anything else on that game last night?
No. I'm trying to think. I was looking over something. I'm pretty much good on that.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about that either. Yeah. Sweet 16 starts tonight. Four games. You got Clemson and Arizona, which will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first game of the night. San Diego State, UConn, which is people may or may not remember this. Championship rematch from last year. That was the final last year.
It was.
Alabama, North Carolina should be a good time. And I think the game of the night, unfortunately, it starts at 10:09, which really means they'll probably start at about 10:20, is Illinois and Iowa State. Those are the four games today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm still on that Clemson bandwagon, obviously, and everything like that. Arizona,
they're pretty good.
They're pretty damn good.
They're pretty good.
UConn, obviously, defending champion, like you said, last year, national championship game. They're really good.
Yeah.
They may be better than last year.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah.
Now, again, remember, last year they were a 4 seed and no one expected them to do what they did, and then they blew the doors off everyone on the way to the championship. So this team certainly has the expectation, and they've lived up to it, too.
Give me Bama tonight. Give me Bama tonight.
That's an interesting
Give
one.
Give me Bama tonight.
Like, Bama just wants to play like chaotic, crazy, like they don't play a ton of defense, but they're going to shoot all over. Like they're just a wild team. North Carolina is a bunch of 25-year-old grown-ups.
Man, dog. Yeah. I'm going to go with grown-ass man.
Oh, so you're going North Carolina?
Yeah, I'm going to go grown-ass man tonight. Yeah, I'll take grown-ass man. Yeah.
Okay.
Grown man. Give me Illinois.
Yeah, I like Illinois,
give me Illinois
too.
Tonight.
Good Terrence Shannon.
Yeah.
Guy's good.
I mean, he's gonna have to drop 30 tonight.
He probably will.
Yeah, he's gonna have to drop 30 tonight for them.
Now, Iowa State's really good.
They're good.
Don't get me wrong.
They beat the hell out of everybody in the Big 12 tournament.
They beat Houston by 30
in
the Big 12 tournament championship. So they're really good. They've been playing good all season. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like Terrence Shannon has a chance. He did it a little bit in the first two rounds. Didn't have to as much as he's gonna have to in the Sweet 16 Elite Eight and further than that if they make it. But he just has the potential to be one of those kind of like Shabazz Napier, Kemba Walker, kind of get on my back and let's take this thing all the way to the championship kind of performances.
He has that ability, though.
He does.
He's really good. He's a flat-out bucket getter. And you just don't know, you know, I mean, that's one of the things. If he's hot tonight, they're going to be – but the whole thing about the whole Illinois squad, he has to play well. He has to play well. And so just like you just mentioned those names, Kemba and Shabazz, they had to play well. And you know what they did? They played well.
Yes, they did.
They played – damn, Kemba. What was a better run, Kemba or Shabazz?
Kemba, to me.
Yeah.
No offense to Shabazz. Because he had – look, I mean, they all have teammates. Because I was listening to some conversation about this last night, and they talked about, like, the individual lead my team to a championship, get on my back. And they do Melo in there. And, like, for sure, Melo's incredible. But he has some good teammates, man. Like, that Syracuse team had some really good college players.
They had him.
They did.
I saw – they.
I can't name one teammate that Kemba had.
They had a highlight of him at Syracuse, talking about that year with Melo.
Oh, it was
unreal.
He was a cheat code.
Unreal.
Because he was Melo.
Big as hell.
He was Melo.
He's a big as hell. Yeah. Could score at all three levels.
Yeah.
Back you down. Had handle.
Yeah.
Like,
and when he wanted to, he'd bully you on defense. He was a better passer than he got credit for. Certainly was showed that off at Syracuse. But like, Jerry McNamara was a good college player.
He was.
Hakeem Warwick was a good college player.
He would dunk all on you.
He would. And that shot that he blocked in the corner because his arms are 10 feet long. Like, I mean, Shabazz Napier had Ryan Boat, right? That guy could play a little bit. That was a little Batman and Robin. I don't know who was on Kemba's team. It might have been Abe, as far as I know. Abe slapping the floor playing defense.
I play it all hard.
Clear out for Kemba.
Diving for loose balls.
Kemba's going for it, man.
Yeah, diving for loose ball. Talking about some jump ball in a pickup game.
I don't know who's on that team.
Yeah.
Abe's probably a little, I don't know, he's like a sixth-year senior on that team or something like that. Georgia is going to take on Seton Hall.
Then bring it, baby.
In the NIT Final Four next Tuesday. So they're in the Final Four as well.
Bring it.
And unfortunately, the big news of the day is that baseball's opening day will take place
without the damn Braves.
Without the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
The best team in baseball will not play today. They've been rained out. somehow they got rained out yesterday for a game today in Philadelphia, but they're also sure already that it won't rain tomorrow in Philadelphia. Again, they must have the best weather people in the country, because that, first of all, is a very hard job to have. People are wrong about it all the time. Second of all, here in Atlanta, I mean, I know it's going to be nice today, but are we sure?
I don't know.
It might rain this afternoon.
Who knows?
Who could know, in late March?
Hey, I got something that is a little bit more information coming out on this A-Rod thing. It seems like him and Lori, they're the people who owned them, Taylor and them, their relationship disintegrated. So A-Rod just put some of that A-Rod mojo on it, and he was basically like, okay, fine. They did raise the money necessary to purchase the control interest, but Taylor contends that they did not meet the contractual deadline. So they had the money.
Okay.
They had the money. They're not raising. They had the money. Okay? And it seems like this dude, Taylor, whoever he is, was like, nah, they ain't meet the because of their relationship is like went kaput.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Uh-huh.
But he being petty.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay.
It sounds like he being real, real petty with A-Rod.
But is he changing his mind and doesn't want to sell the
team? And
that's
the thing about it, because the way when the original article came out, it said that they missed the deadline because then they were trying to raise the money for it. Woj just basically said they got the money. He just said we didn't meet the deadline.
Yeah.
So that sounds petty.
So
that sounds petty.
Let me just
sounds petty.
It probably is, but also the relationship disintegrated over the past 2 years plus,
yes,
which is the timeline that they've been trying to buy the team.
Yes.
Like, so basically, since he met A-Rod.
Yes.
This is hard to believe.
A-Rod had that effect on
him. Hard to believe that since he met A-Rod, the relationship gradually deteriorated.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Got it. So what happens now? I mean, if they have the money and they're trying to buy the team.
Rose is basically saying, we have the money. And he's basically saying, y'all ain't meet my deadline. Just being petty. I want an extra $50 million.
Yeah, so what, you want like a little late fee or something
that's
like
what
that?
It sounds like. Okay. I want 3%.
We don't have that much.
Oh.
We only barely had enough to pay you by today.
Right.
All right.
That sounds petty.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds funny to me.
Funny as hell, too.
That's funny
as hell to me. Deteriorate over the I'm A-Rod. I want to buy your team. Hey, A-Rod, nice to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. We hanging out. We going on yachts and everything. We got all the stipulations on paper, contract, ready to roll.
Every conversation got worse
and worse and worse to a point where, you know what? I'm good.
Price of the brick went up.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're annoying, so pay me more money.
That's crazy, man.
Couldn't have happened to a better guy.
That's crazy.
All right. I hope they get it sorted out, though, because that's like a young, fun team that has a lot of big decisions to make in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
You want to keep that core together probably. Like, the Timberwolves are relevant for the first time since KG, really. So you might want to figure that out so those guys have something to, somebody paying their checks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.